This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Michael Bloomberg is a nanny state tyrant, and he is no way, shape, or form a moderate Democrat. I mean, if that's your definition of moderates, he's a huge proponent of getting, quote-unquote, guns off the streets. Of course, with all of his ideas, it doesn't actually get guns off the streets. It makes life more complicated and difficult for legal, law-abiding citizens who wish to have a firearm, which is their God-given right as codified in the Bill of Rights. But when you say things like we got to get guns off the streets and children are dying, and you use emotional pablum, you don't actually deal in facts, you then wind up going down this road. Listen, I don't want a single person to ever be killed by a gun. That's why we have to have firearms, unfortunately, because we can't. That's never going to happen. Criminals, bad guys will always find a way to get them. And that's the reality. And also governments will find ways to do bad things with them. That's also the reality of life as well. So I deal in reality. That's why we have the Second Amendment codified in the Bill of Rights. Michael Bloomberg vowed Thursday to reinstitute a federal assault weapons ban and require more rigorous background checks and licensing to obtain firearms if he's elected president. The billionaire former mayor will also raise the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21. What other rights do you have to be 21 to exercise in the Bill of Rights? Imagine if we raised freedom of speech to 21. Imagine if we said before you can state a political opinion on anything, before you can protest at a climate change rally, you got to be 21. Imagine if we did that. Could you imagine if we said, if we checked ID today at all the kids who were out of school protesting the climate change stuff down at City Hall, if we said to them, show us your ID. Oh, you're not 21? Well, you're out of here. You have to be 21 to enjoy your First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and speak out against your government. Pen an op-ed in the newspaper. Imagine if we said no warrants for anyone under 21. You don't need to get a warrant. Cops can just grab you off the streets, search you, search your home, whatever they want to do. As long as you are not 21, they don't have to go before a judge and get a warrant. Imagine that. Or what if we said, this could be fun, cruel and unusual punishment up until you're 21. Right, doesn't apply to you. So the government can torture you as long as you don't turn 21 yet. But your 21st birthday now, no more torture. That's out. I mean, it's amazing how people think like this. And Republicans think this way, too. Don't mistake this. That they did this in Florida. Rick Scott signed that law. They try to placate the left by restricting freedom of law-abiding citizens and then creating this double standard within the Bill of Rights where every right applies to you as an adult. And some apply to you when you're not an adult. This one, though, you turn 18, you can serve your country. You can buy a beer. You can't buy a beer, but you can serve your country and you can vote. But you can't exercise your Second Amendment right, even though you're an adult. Amazing. That's amazing to me. No jury trial. You have a right to a speedy trial, but you're under 21, so we're not doing a jury trial. We are just sending you right to jail. Don't stop. Go. Don't stop. Don't collect $200. You're going. What kind of a world would that be? And yet there are people who cheer this on, this idea of raising the age to buy a gun to 21, as if that's going to solve the problems. That's going to solve the problems of the world. This is a right. This is a constitutional right. How do you raise it to 21 like it's driving a car? Which they don't even do, by the way, at 21. You can drive a car much earlier. This is a right. How do you raise the age of that? I don't understand that. All right, Greg, let's do this.
Oh, the Bloomberg clip?
Yeah, Bloomberg.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems? This permit will allow authorities to screen applicants for dangerous behavior. And I just think about you and I, my conversation before about your son 4 months ago being shot and killed. That includes arrests of violence, like assault and domestic violence incidents.
Arrests,
and
arrests, arrests.
Reckless behavior, like driving while intoxicated. Now, I know critics will say that Americans shouldn't need a permit to exercise their constitutional rights. But voting is a constitutional right, and we require people to register to protect the rights of all citizens. And this is exactly the same idea.
Stop it right there. First of all, imagine if we actually made people show ID to vote. Oh, I thought that's racist. But you have to show ID to get a gun, right? Right? Also, driving while intoxicated, you get arrested for DWI, you can't get a gun? Are you kidding me? If you get arrested for DWI, what other rights do you lose under the Constitution? What other rights? I say you can't peacefully assemble, because if you come to a protest, you might be a raging drunk. Might yell and scream and hurt somebody. And you shouldn't be able to speak out against your government, because how do I know you're writing something and you're not wasted when you're writing it? So I say you lose your First Amendment right too. This is absurd that people would go along with this. This idea of this one right in the Constitution we tinker with all the time. And now we're going to make another threshold. By the way, bad guys on the streets don't buy their guns from dealers. Period. Not legal ones anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.